is by Julie Stitt. Julie has a history in the purebred beef cattle industry as a technical advisor, particularly in a former life to the Canadian Hereford Association, was involved in some of the first North American work from that perspective. And she is the former executive director of the Canadian Cattle Identification Agency, and so she knows firsthand operationally and from a governance perspective to what it takes to identify, develop, initiate, and carry through on national identification in Canada. She also consults internationally as well. Julie, would you please come forward and make your presentation? Please welcome Julie Stitt.
Thank you very much, Herb. Certainly a pleasure to be here today to provide you with an overview of where we're at in Canada, a little bit about the history of where we've been and where we are going in terms of hopefully some of the next steps in terms of value creation and value capture. As Dr. Gary Smith gave such a great overview and interesting presentation on. Certainly, we can see that that is where we need to head in Canada. We certainly can take advantage now of the infrastructure that has been built and build on that to create some of these systems, some of the new value-added initiatives that certainly will help bring our industry forward and continue things in a very positive sense. In this presentation, I just want to touch on some of our strategy, some of the things that have happened in the last 10 years in the world of identification and traceability, touch on where globally things are at. Certainly, Canada is not the only country with national identification. Certainly, we can learn a lot from our American neighbors down south in terms of value added. As we've seen, there are 50% of the cattle in the U.S. are branded. Certainly a lot to learn there as we move forward. Talk a little bit about some of the components of traceability, some of the benefits and opportunities, and some of the next steps. Our mandate and our objectives of the Canadian program have not changed since day one. We started this program 10 years ago. Certainly when there was no animal health problem in Canada, it was a very proactive move by industry. Our agency was set up in March of 1998 as an independent industry agency led by a board of directors representing all sectors of the industry with the goal to create a national identification traceback system for animal health and food safety to ensure consumer confidence, ensure we maintain our market access and hopefully increase market access, and remain competitive, not only with what other countries are doing, but certainly with other species as well. In terms of where we're at globally, you can see here the different countries that I won't go through all of these by no means, but certainly various countries are taking initiatives on ID and traceability, and we can certainly see the need for it. Argentina, Australia, Brazil, those are all mandatory type programs, maybe not nationally, but certainly for export purposes, and moving towards nationally all these different countries. Technology, certainly a key component of ID. Most programs have been starting with barcoded tags and have since evolved to electronic tags. And most programs nationally so far are certainly from the farm of origin to the point of slaughter. So you can see that there is evolution, and certainly countries are moving towards these types of programs. The European Union and Japan, from farm of origin to retail, the European Union has probably the most extensive type of ID program there is. We probably started out on the other end with probably the simplest type of approach in terms of a bookend system. The European Union is basically a passport-type system, very government-controlled and mandated, and certainly, again, developing programs to meet specific needs. Canada and the U.S., certainly Canada's program is mandatory, was implemented initially in 2001 under the Federal Health of Animals Act. And the United States is a voluntary program still to this date, as you all know, and certainly, again, various initiatives underway, especially on the focus for, on disease programs to move forward. Certain types of technology have been approved under NAIS to move forward, and focusing on premises at this point. So certainly you can see that ID and traceability, the importance of it is global, and if we're going to move to value added and more value creation, certainly extremely important to be able to identify animals. In terms of our program and a bit of history for the last 10 years, it was a phased-in implementation. We started out extremely simple. As I said, it wasn't, we did not have a health problem when we started. So we started with a very simple approach, and for it to work, we knew we had to have support from the producers across Canada and from all industry sectors. We are the national administrator, the Canadian Cattle Identification Agency, for beef, dairy, and bison in Canada for the entire aspects of the traceability system. It has been a very proven, successful industry-government partnership. We work directly with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency and Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. The Food Inspection Agency is responsible for the regulations under the Health of Animals Act, but again guided by industry, and also for the entire enforcement of the program in terms of ensuring credibility and integrity in the program and meeting international requirements. But it has been a very proven partnership, and certainly we couldn't have done it without government involvement in this program as well. It has been an industry sustainable program. Our maintenance and operations has been funded by a per tag surcharge, 5 cents when the number is allocated, another 15 cents when that tag is produced. Again, we have accepted government dollars for development, especially post-BSE, some of the major enhancements we very quickly implemented within the system. But again, we ensure that we can maintain and operate the system with industry funds to ensure long-term sustainability. We have national standards for absolutely every component of our system. And the program, according to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, is over 99% program or compliant. That means at every point when cattle arrive, they are at least 99% tagged, and that's a requirement on the program. And if they are not, there is a fine issued to the person or the whoever is delivering the cattle that is non-compliant. The program has proven invaluable during any animal health problem in Canada, primarily through the BSE investigations. And we are a multi-species agency. We started with beef, very quickly had dairy on board, bison as well. We also provide the services for sheep and a number of services for pork and poultry. And that is extremely important that we are multi-species. It was our commitment to government. It also ensures that we can be long-term sustainable by lowering the cost of providing these services to the industry. And if there ever is a problem in Canada, an animal health problem, one species could put another one at risk, so it's certainly important that all species are included. We provide now value-added services. If we would have started with this day one, it would have never got off the track because, as I said, it was new to producers. It was something that they had to accept and buy into. So having value-added services, is now that they see the benefit and have bought it and supported it, now they certainly are asking us for value-added services and how we can move forward. We helped Wisconsin develop their premise ID program, which is mandatory in the state of Wisconsin, and we support that on our database in Canada, the Wisconsin system, and that as well provided the platform for the USDA system. So again, that's a brief history of where we're at. It has been a very successful program. Every animal in Canada is identified prior to leaving the herd of origin and tracked right up to the point of carcass inspection in the packing plant. There are three components to traceability, and that's extremely important as we move forward and try and track information. Animal individual or group identification, premise ID, which is the focus in the U.S. program in terms of identifying location. And location is required prior to starting to move and collect movement data, which is the third key component of traceability. The Canadian system has all three components in terms of functionality and now plus value added. And we develop these as modules as required by industry. The key components for any national system anywhere in the world for identification or traceability are to have a database or information system. Without that, we have absolutely nothing. Legislation, regulation, certainly other countries, international groups that come and view our system and audit it. That's certainly one of the requirements, that they can be assured that every animal is identified with a unique number and tracked right to the point of carcass inspection. So that very basic key component is important in terms of our how reliant we are on export markets. National standards, again, very important, and hopefully we can move to more North American and international standards as we evolve ID and traceability around the world, because animals do move. Technology, very key, and that is continually changing. That's a very important aspect. We have to ensure that we're on the leading edge of technology, but it also has to be practical and work. And communications. Without informing our grassroots producers and getting their support, we would have never been able to do this. Initially, we had a very intense three-year communication plan that involved all industry groups and all provincial governments, federal governments, to get people on side and buy into this concept. This is just a brief overview of our database system, just to show you the three main components. We have a data warehouse. We have approximately 330 million transactions in there now. We have a very high level of security within our system, and it is internet-based. It's 7x24 data center and certainly monitored very closely with a complete backup system. The national ID regulations, the whole program falls under the Federal Health of Animals Act, and those were in place already prior to us starting this in Canada. We worked with the federal government to ensure it would meet the needs of this basic identification program and eventually put them into place January 1st, 2001, but it wasn't until July 2002 that the program was put into place with full enforcement. We started with just education and then making sure people and CFI inspectors and industry people were talking to producers, then ultimately warnings for non-compliance. And fines did not appear till 2002, and at that point we were issuing very few. We already had about 70% compliance on a voluntary basis prior to the regulations coming into effect, and then ultimately when 2003 with BSE, that put us right up to that 95-99% level of identification. So certainly very much a phased-in approach, and I certainly would recommend that for any program being introduced. In terms of the BSE investigations, again, the system has been very useful. It is a national program. Within seconds, we can provide information back real-time to CFIA, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, and basically they have authorized access, the people in the field. There's a few key authorized people in the field that have direct access, or they contact us to produce reports and do searches of the entire database on a very timely basis. We provide the contact information of any producers involved, the tag inventories of any suspect or quarantined herds involved in any traceouts, the tag history, so any activity on any animal. We provide that to them, retirement data in terms of animals being slaughtered at the packing plant, or exported out of the country. It's recorded as exported. And certainly the CCIA tags have been very key to confirming herd of origin in a number of cases. But again, combined with other ID sources out there, the purebred registry systems, the DNA labs, the brand registries. It's certainly a combination of all ID available, and we certainly extremely important in these events for communication and working together with all the ID. And as we move forward, we're certainly trying to interface all the ID groups a lot closer and be able to cross-reference numbers. This just shows you a brief, or just an overview of actually the system. Just quickly, it just shows a screen of just what CFIA, if they found an animal with a health problem in the field, the type of screen that they would access immediately. They would go into the system and get a complete history of that tag number that they're reading in the field. This is the tag number. It's a beef animal. It just shows the date of birth, sex, species, and then any event. Our whole system is event-driven. So the tag is separated by tag events and then animal events. So any event that has happened to that animal right to the point of carcass inspection, and they click on any of the blue ones and they get all of the detailed information immediately. So it's certainly something we continue to build on. We're continuing now to focus on collection of more movement information and ensuring we have complete trace out information as well that's available real time if there ever is an animal health problem. These are the national standards, that we have complete national standards for every aspect of our program, premise, animal ID, the devices. We work directly with the tag manufacturers and companies to ensure that we have standards that will work in the field, the technology, tag distribution, tag data reporting. We have standardized formats. National audits. We have an audit for every component of the program, again, to ensure integrity and credibility. Animal movement standards, animal health zoning. We have an animal health zoning portion of our program, and age verification. So those are all extremely important to have national standards. For example, with the devices, if there's a number of different standards that may require different readers at different points, it certainly creates problems when the program is not standardized. These are the approved tags on the program. Again, they have to go through lab trials. We work with an engineering company and field trials to pass, and these are currently the approved tags on the program, and they all basically follow the same standards for technology. Field technology as well, we certainly focus on that. Technology was one of the key components of the program to make an ID program work. Right up until the readers within the packing plant, on the top right corner, you can see the reader in the packing plant. We worked with the packing plants to develop ID transfer systems, right from when that animal's read, when it walks into the packing plant, up until the point of carcass inspection. So that number's read and it's maintained up until it's retired back to the CCIA database. On the bottom, that's just within auction marts, and those are areas we're starting to focus on more in terms of breeding or feedlots, in terms of collecting individual animals, again, to enable us for value-added collection of information. Communications, the last key component of developing a national ID or traceability system, extremely important to keep people informed of what we're doing and why we were doing it and potentially how it will benefit them. Value added, this is an initiative in Canada now. We're certainly being asked a lot for value added by different groups, by different individual producers in terms of how they can use the infrastructure that's now developed. Every individual animal is now identified, can be read electronically. How now can we take advantage of that and create value and capture value? Certainly expanding markets domestically and around the world. That's one of our key objectives, secure access to a diverse portfolio of international markets for all products and clearly differentiate our product. By identifying it now, we can clearly differentiate it, and that's what was missing in the past to ensure this could be applied to all animals in a very credible way. For different aspects, animal health, food safety, production, quality, whatever it may be, we can now differentiate and identify. We just need the will to do this, and we need to identify and demonstrate benefit from doing it as well. This is basically what we initially had in the system, was We just had the CLPS part of it in terms of this is our whole basic system, the Canadian Livestock Traceability System. That's the data warehouse. Now we are developing the separate value added. It's basically an application building on the infrastructure that has already been developed, taking advantage of what we have already developed in the database system I showed you, and developing the value chain system to take advantage in Canada of the infrastructure that's been developed. Again, with that system, we hope to work with any types of groups in terms of other, there's a lot of other information system companies out there that are already working directly with the producers or with industry groups in terms of collecting specific information on farm or at the feedlot or through auctions or wherever it may be. We can work directly with them and interface, but it will all build on the current infrastructure that's already in place. We can collect additional information from processors and further up the chain as well in terms of carcass information, identify quality, and that information can come back to the national database in terms of this private value chain infrastructure. So again, in terms of the whole basis of the system, every producer in Canada already has an account. We have premise, we have group, we have age and value-added events. Those are separate modules in the system. And the audit and health certificates and zoning. Those are already capabilities and functionality that's already built in the system. And now we want to expand that on a national basis to add value in terms of for the whole system. Adding value, we would just create separate events in terms of the CLTS. For example, if there's treatment information, this is exactly the same tag history I showed you before, where CFIA would access individual animals for information. If there was a value-added event, it certainly would just be specific separate events now, and it would add on to the infrastructure. Example, treatment, or for collecting carcass information from a processor. And this can be stored just a separate event separately or within the CLTS system. In terms of traceability and value chain initiatives in Canada, there's certainly a number that CCIA is already working with. There are a number of other branded programs out there that are successful in Canada and moving forward. The CLTS system is the CCIA system, and that's the infrastructure under the Health of Animals Act for the bookend type system, which is now being added onto with movement and additional information. We have the National Agriculture Food Traceability System. That's the federal government initiative in Canada, federal, provincial, territorial. They're working with the provinces and with the territories to develop a national agriculture food traceability system, which will incorporate what's already been accomplished in Canada, and it primarily will focus on all commodities, all agriculture commodities, ultimately with a full traceability system. That's the goal. So certainly we're working directly with them through the government committees and ensuring it fits with what industry's already developed and building on the infrastructure. In Quebec, they have their own agri-traceability system, and that's under provincial legislation, but again, that has to fit and meet the requirements of the national system as well. OnTrace in Ontario is an initiative being developed, primarily focusing at this time on premise ID. Alberta has just recently announced their livestock information system, their new strategy, that they are going to be focusing on moving towards a mandatory premise, mandatory age verification, and ultimately full traceability in Alberta. So again, it's an initiative we want to work very closely with to ensure that we can build on it and it fits with the standards and requirements nationally. And there are initiatives such as Canada Gold and the Canadian Beef Advantage. Canadian Beef Advantage is through the Canadian Cattlemen's. And these programs are value chain. They're collecting information from every sector of the industry. And certainly, again, we will work with them in terms of ensuring they build on what's been created. And to create value, they need to demonstrate benefit to every sector that they are working with. But again, to try and get some of that benefit back to the producer. There are breed programs certainly being developed, and again, the Verified Angus. Hereford has a project as well in terms of branded type programs. The Verified Beef program and quality starts here in terms of identifying and verifying production practices. That's a national program in Canada. We're also working with pharmaceuticals. Boehringer Ingelheim is one of the ones we're working with in terms of producing electronic health certificates, vaccination certificates. Again, those are things we are certainly building on in terms of value and expanding the capabilities. And also recently, the Genetic Flow of Information Initiative. And that's very key ultimately, I think, in terms of identifying value. We certainly need to identify the genetics and the traits and be able to go back and select for those if we're ultimately going to improve the quality of what we're producing. I think there we can learn a lot from other species, such as pork and poultry, that have certainly taken advantage of that and being able to trace back and then collect that type of information. These are just examples of the type of data attributes that we're now building on and promoting in terms of, Dr. Gary Smith showed you a lot of these already demonstrated actual branded programs where this focus has already been. Traceable to farm of origin, age verification, genetic flow in terms of the genomics data, EPD data, any type of information that will get us back to the actual genetics. Animal health data, feed protocol, verified beef production, and the quality starts here. Feedlot performance, this is all information that we can now add. Carcass quality, with the electronic visioning, we're hoping to collect that information. We already collect every retirement tag number. This is just additional information that would be added to it and then potentially put into the value-added database. So yield, quality, grade, tenderness, ultrasound, whatever information we can collect and hopefully provide not just data but useful information from that. Environmental practices, natural, organic, animal welfare, grass-fed, pasture-raised, safety assured through HACCP, and potentially we've been asked a lot in terms of financial aspects and financial information as well. This is an example of where we have added value certainly to the system very quickly when we needed it. This is the official birth certificate used for age verification in Canada. So we produce this whenever ages are submitted to the system. This electronic certificate is produced. The producer can produce it himself and take it with them, or it can be produced by any sector within the livestock chain. They all have access to the birth dates and can produce this. They do not have access to herd of origin, but can access the actual birth dates. Every animal in Canada right now, we have the potential, is age verified, could be age verified, with the system available, and every animal is source verified in Canada right now. Not necessarily that information is shared, but we know the herd of origin on every animal in Canada that's part of this mandatory program. So this is something that's been extremely useful in market access in terms of Japan being used as well for export to the U.S., in terms of having direct access, real-time access to this type of age information. Also, in terms of value added, to make it successful, you certainly need technology. Web service technology is being used a lot with the CCIA in the program, the national program. We have real-time age verification. The packing plants, as they read the tag number, they have access to the birth date. It's printed on the carcass. They could also, as well, be printing any value-added type of information if they're participating in any value-added program. And we have developed a data replicator in terms of to ensure that once we collect this information, it certainly can be used. So even the big packers, where their lines move very quickly, they don't need to rely on the internet. They have a complete duplicate of our database with age verification every 24 hours, and we can ensure they can access the information as required. We also produce or work with different companies in terms of producing customized utilities, again, so the information can be used. In terms of requirements for success, how I view this whole thing in terms of it wasn't easy to create the national mandatory program in Canada. It's certainly not going to be easy as well for the next step of creating, ensuring we create value and that everyone benefits from this program. But I think partnership and partnering with existing successful entities using established programs and technology will be key. We certainly do not want to duplicate as we move forward or fragment the industry. We want to build on what's been created. And again, there's a lot of technology companies out there that are experts in this, and we need to all partner and work together. It needs to work at the speed of commerce, which has always been our commitment in terms of not slowing down commerce at any point along the way. Participation, and there has to be a closed data loop between all livestock sectors. So it cannot just be one or two. All sectors have to agree to participate, and that data loop must be closed. A defined information sharing protocol, that's extremely key in terms of having all partners agree to what information they're sharing, who's sharing information. Information is extremely valuable, certainly proprietary in lots of instances, so we have to very carefully define that. There has to be a value to the entire chain, and the producers have to see a value. That certainly has been the stumbling block with value added. Producers are always, it costs them to put the tag in, to do any additional requirements. There's certainly the complaint is it always comes back to the producer. So we have to demonstrate value to get buy-in to this concept nationally. Maximize benefits from the existing system, whatever we can use of what's been created, we want to maximize, and automate only where it lowers costs or adds value. I think that is extremely key. We do want to do things that aren't necessary or that aren't practical and won't be accepted. In terms of, to summarize, in terms of the whole Canadian livestock traceability and value chain system, why we're moving to this nationally and building on the system in conjunction with all of the initiatives that are already ongoing in Canada in terms of all the successful brands that have been created and alliances to meet expanding domestic and international requirements. And that has always been our goal, improve animal health emergency response capabilities. Again, that the more technology that we can implement and the more efficient and effective we can be, we will improve our time, improve our response to any animal health issues in Canada, also meet the new value-added requirements, ensure full system compliance in terms of getting to 100% compliance in terms of every requirement of the system, enhance interface with other groups. We want to work very closely with all sectors of the industry, all groups out there that are already working with ID in terms of the purebred industry right through to the packer, ultimately to the retailer, food service, and the consumer. Facilitate multi-species, very key to our success. Ensure continued long-term sustainable, so we have to ensure that it maintains its industry leadership in terms of getting buy-in to this program, and we keep it very cost-effective, and ensure domestic and international harmonization. There's a lot that we can do in terms of harmonizing, exchanging information, working on standards internationally and nationally, and also exchanging information on technology and research. We do not need to duplicate what other countries are doing. So I think that's extremely key as we move forward with these initiatives. Thank you very much, and it's certainly been a pleasure to bring you up to date. And if there's any